creation.
Vision.
The next idea.
What they have helped us do is to really think in a totally different way about how to deliver and create something new.
Well, this may have been one of the most unusual campaign seasons ever. There is one campaign promise that remains predictable. Candidates from across the spectrum routinely pledge that they will bring back the jobs. The next idea is Jeff DeGraff thinks that's not as easy as it sounds. He says that different kinds of jobs have gone to different places and, for different reasons, they aren't coming back.
So here we are at the end of one of the most odious and vitriolic campaigns in memory. Rather than adding yet more commentary, I'd like to dig deeper into the claim both parties make that they're going to bring jobs back to America. The question no one is asking is, where exactly will the jobs come from? Over the past 25 years, while many jobs have moved overseas, far more have been simply eliminated by the introduction of transformational software, systems, and technology. This has happened in three phases: transactional, translational, and transpersonal. Let's explore these one at a time. Remember when there were legions of telephone operators, bank clerks, and travel agents? While some jobs like that still remain, their number is a mere fraction of what they were a decade ago. That's because the internet and software have made it possible for the average person to connect, find what they're looking for, and manage the transaction with a minimum amount of help. These jobs went to low-cost technologies and will never return. Given that these were entry-level positions for many people, this first step to gainful employment is no longer a viable option. The next level of career busting is happening further up the earnings ladder. Time-honored professions like photography and architecture are being dismantled by information technology. Consider the fact that more photographs, albeit not necessarily good ones, are taken every day on smartphones than were made during the last 100 years. Recently, a colleague of mine designed a cottage using specialized software. Just in case he ran into trouble, there was an 800 number to call for assistance. With minimal revisions and input from the contractor, his cottage was built to spec. Finally, innovations have now made it to the top level of the earnings ladder, where years of training and experience are being replaced by transpersonal technologies. Attorneys are now the newest class of job seeker unable to find suitable employment. It's not just that degree mill institutions are turning out armies of lawyers, but also that turnkey and boilerplate law is now being performed by software or assembly line systems where lawyers handle hundreds of cases at a time. Look no further than LegalZoom, which is now the largest law firm in America. In our top medical centers, artificial intelligence is now being used to review MRIs and diagnose diseases. Intelligent machines can scan thousands of journal articles and clinical trials each day and suggest treatment therapies. While all this is being overseen by physicians today, one doesn't need to look too far into the future to see that the better these systems get, the less the doctor is needed. Perhaps the best example of the power of these transpersonal technologies is my own profession. In my 27 years as professor at the University of Michigan, I estimate that I've taught somewhere in the vicinity of 10,000 students. By putting a mere dozen of my lectures on a massive open online course, I've already taught more than 100 times that number in a single year. It has become clear to me that my job and career path are now on a new trajectory, and it's all I can do to keep up with it. Sure, there are some jobs that won't radically change: fixing your car, giving an injection, mowing the lawn, or cleaning your drain. These are all skilled, valuable, and honorable careers, and we need them. But these are a mere fraction of the jobs required to drive growth in the new world of work. So to the candidates, I ask a very simple question. Where exactly will the jobs come from? The new world of work looks nothing like the old one, and neither will the solutions for job creation. Stop talking about the past. It's behind us now. Only the future lies ahead. That will require some innovative new approaches to job creation, and leaders capable of creating them.
Jeff DeGraff is an expert on innovation with the Ross School of Business and our partner on The Next Idea. The views expressed by Jeff DeGraff are not necessarily the views of this station or those of our license holder, the Regents of the University of Michigan.
Support for the next idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.